The accounts would operate much like IRA accounts. Instead of receiving income supports and price guarantees, farmers would have money deposited into risk management accounts. Kind says the accounts offer advantages over the current system. He says they would not distort the market the way subsidies do, and the removal of subsidies would offer new trade opportunities, since subsidies violate World Trade Organization rules. Kind says the proposal doesn't eliminate the safety net for agriculture, it updates it for farmers' current needs.
Farmers today have access to federally subsidized crop insurance, and most farmers are taking advantage of it, and it covers between 75 and 80% of the planted acres. These risk management accounts that we're proposing are designed to pick up where those insurance plans leave off by covering those shallow losses that currently aren't covered under the insurance programs.
Kind says the phasing out of subsidies would save $20 billion over the next 5 years. He says the savings would be redirected into other programs like conservation, nutrition, and renewable energy. Kind says the comprehensive farm bill will likely come up for debate on the House floor before the August recess and before the farm bill's expiration in the fall. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.